With that, let's have some music and let's join the angelic families on this historic day. All the families are in council right now. All the angelic beings have gone back home, other than the ones who are currently in human form. All beings from everywhere have gone back to their angelic families, even if they resisted. The angelic families have been gathering now for weeks as the call went out to come back home for the message. The message started playing yesterday, like a tone that went out. A single tone that went out, single resonance that went out all over the cosmos. It's time to ungroup. It's time to disband. The Order of the Ark is closed. Our work as angelic families is done. And since dawn on April 4th, 2020 on this planet, in the very first time zone to experience that new day, the tone is being transmitted throughout all creation. And it will continue until the very last time zone on this planet experiences the end of this day of April 4th. It will continue. This is a way of honoring the humans who are here, who represent their angelic families, honoring their journey from sunrise, the first time zones on the planet, to sunset. Let's feel into all of this. Let's join them as they sit in council, listening to this message. Listen carefully, dear friends. Listen deeply, not with your ears, not with your mind, but with your soul. Listen. Your stories of your time on this planet are woven into the history of your angelic families. Your stories right now are being played kind of like you'd play a movie, but it's what you would call a hologram being played for your angelic families. They're seeing all of your lifetimes, what you've gone through. They're watching your show. And they're honoring your service. Let's just sit in stillness and listen in right now. At the highest level of honor one could be given for your journey on this planet. At this time when the angelic families are now going to disband, listen in. I'll be in silence for a while as you listen in. Your angelic families, they've been waiting for your return. You were their leader. You were amongst their leaders, and you left. They've been waiting for your return ever since. Now you return, and this is your last time ever be in council, to ever be with your angelic family, the last time. Say goodbye, dear friends. Say goodbye now to the angelic family. As you, the leader, walk out now, saying your goodbyes, well, they have no choice but to disband. That's what they're doing. Take a deep breath and feel into it. Not so many hours from now, the day of April 4th, 2020 will have closed on this planet, the very last time zone. And Hawaii is not the final. Probably the last major populated area, but then at that moment, when the sun has set on that last part of the earth to experience this day, then the angelic families, they'll disband forever. They'll be going to the new earths, many of them. Some of them will simply wander. Some of them will try to incarnate here on classic Earth, but most of them going to the new Earths. Now let's talk about you and Crimson Circle. We've had 20 years together. First your time with Tobias and now with me. There'll be changes even within Crimson Circle, entering a new phase. It was a time when Tobias came in first to gather you together, then to remind you that you weren't really crazy. You're just living in a crazy world trying to conform. Then getting you to start releasing the wounds, old issues, stuck energy. And then I came in 10 years ago to tell you, we're going to realization. I'm going to take you to realization, and if you're not ready for it, leave, out. Those who are going to stay, even if it's just five, we're going to realization. The purpose of our work together over these years has been just about that. I know I've frustrated you at times, annoyed you, but I also trust that I've entertained you and distracted you in a good way. So now we come to a new phase with Crimson Circle. Again, it's not a family. You're not bound to anything. There's no oaths to take. There's one thing I do ask, though. If you're going to stay on, you support it. Energetically, financially. It's not that they need the money. That's not the point. You don't get it then. It's about you supporting it. It's about making it yours as well as everybody else's. But we're going to a whole new phase. So I guess I wouldn't even have to mention that, because it's going to be about working with masters. We're not going to be working on the wounded and the weary anymore. It may be a smaller number yet. We're going to be working with the ones who are truly allowing their mastery. I'll tell you, I want it done. I want your part done by the end of August. So when we gather in Bled, it's truly a gathering of masters. I'm not saying it has to be done by then. Caldra's chiding me. Said I want it done by then. The work of the Crimson Circle is also going to be about being a library, a a place of your stories, our shouds, our gatherings, our classes, so others can feel into your stories. There's no specific way to do it. There's not a method. They're just stories that are available, and they'll land on the right story, on the right shout, on the right workshop, whatever it happens to be, at the right time. So you'll also be serving that purpose for the other ones to come. But now we're going to shift a lot of our work away from releasing and now into true realizing. From releasing to realizing. There'll be some changes within the Crimson Circle organization, a direction, how they're serving you. One of the main designs is going to be serving masters, not wannabe masters, not Macchio masters, but real masters. But that's all to come. We don't need to worry about that today. It's all to come. Let's take a deep breath now and bid your final goodbyes to your angelic families. I'll be in silence for a minute or two as you bid your final goodbye to the angelic families. Let's take a good deep breath together on this historic day, April 4th, 2020. A day of saying goodbye to the angelic families. And they disband. Oh, you'll always have your friends amongst them. Not like you're never going to see them, but just not bonded together, bound together as an angelic family. For each and every being is truly sovereign. Let's take a deep breath together on this historic day here on planet Earth. And now, more than ever, remember that all is truly well in all of creation. With that, I am Adamus of Saint Germain. Thank you.